This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Before I ever ran a casino or got myself blown up, Ace Rothstein was a hell of a handicapper. I can tell you that. I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country. I'm serious. I had it down so cold that I was given paradise on earth.
Forget about Vegas and your buddy Joey. We got your winners right here. It's Tiki and Penny's six-pack of picks.
Okay, here we go. We start a little 3:30 Eastern kick, a little South Florida for you. At Navy, South Florida getting a whole lot of wood. 14.5-point dogs. Am I going with the wolf or am I going with the favorite here? Well, a couple of things to consider. First of all, South Florida, started really poorly. They're starting to show some signs here. They've won two out of their last three, getting a little traction after a really bad start. Now, Navy, because of the way they play, they're very rarely favored by two-plus touchdowns. They are here. But I did a little digging, and this is not anything that emboldens me to go with Navy. Since 2005, Navy has been 14-point or more favorites 19 times during the span in terms of covering, 6-12-1 against the spread. Translation, they don't cover those big numbers. Translation, Sharp Tierney going with South Florida. Give me South Florida plus 14.5. Just hang around. It opened up at 14 and moved to 14.5 if you're curious. All right, App State. Woo! A little something we call the Tiki and Tierney Mojo here. It's been flowing for 7 years on this show, and it's going to flow for another day in addition to the 7 years because I'm taking App State. They're laying minus 15. They're hosting UL Monroe. Now, we had Coach Eli Drinkwitz on the show. Drinkwitz on the show yesterday. And the guy's phenomenal. I mean, that was a great interview. You want to go to radio.com or cbssportsradio.com. The guy dropped about 9 sayings that were really poignant, which made me think they're not going to take anything for granted despite being 15-point favorites.
Right.
Plus, we got the Tiki and Tierney Mojo. That's at 3:30 Eastern kick. App State 5-0, as important for me in terms of this segment. 4-1 against the spread. They cover the nut quite often. I believe they do it again. Lay the 15. App State takes care of business. We move on. San Diego State. The Aztecs are minus 8, which is a weird number.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see a lot.
You
see the minus 6.5 or the minus 9.5. You have to make a decision. Do you go? I mean, 8 is a weird number. Admittedly, 8's a weird, wacky number. I hear you. San Diego State is at San Jose State, the Battle of the Sands here. So the Aztecs, they've owned the recent rivalry. In 2018, it was tight. It was a 3-point win. But you go, and again, I know every roster is different, every year is different, but there's something to be said for how you feel against a certain team. 2 years ago, they won 42-7. A couple of years before that, they won 38-7. San Jose State does not score a lot against San Diego State. I'm going to bank on that trend again. I'm going to lay the 8 points. I'm going to take San Diego State to win at San Jose State by at least 8 points. NFL. Go Giants. Diggies, Giants.
There it is.
I don't think I've ridden them yet this
there
year.
It
Here
is.
We go. Get on the Giants over. Woo, woo. The Giants are, listen, I'm telling you, this is going to be a fun game for Giants fans. First of all, Giant fans enter MetLife with the notion that they actually have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's short-lived, even if it's a little delusional, the Giant fans suddenly believe they've got a shot that they're seeing. And it does, based on the standings. The Giants will get their third win of the season, minus 3 against the Arizona Cardinals. Listen, I like what the Cards are doing. I know I do. I really do. But their defense is awful. They're ranked 29th and 30th in every pertinent defensive stat. You got Barkley coming back. Evan Ingram's coming back. The place will be juiced up. The Giants are coming off basically a bye with that extra lap with the Patriots game. They competed hard for Coach Herbert despite having none of their key players, really. The Daniel Jones mania takes another leap forward in the right direction. I think the Giants destroy them. How about this? The Titans, minus 2.5. They will host the San Diego Superchargers. Now, I did say, I'm going to break my own rule. It's only been a 2-day rule, but I'm going to break it anyway. I did say that we're not allowed to mention the Titans anymore on this show.
Yes,
so
you did.
to be somewhat of a functional offense. But Marcus Mariota's now playing. So I can mention the Tennessee Titans. I can also lay the 2.5 points, which I'm willing to do. Listen, I've been telling you all year, Chargers aren't that good. Much respect for Rivers. Not the same guy. Not the same team. They're going nowhere. That's not a mirage. I don't love the Titans. That goes without saying. But I just think there's an injection of something. Tannehill might be better than Mariota.
Mm.
And he might find a little something with Corey Davis, which Mariota cannot.
Looking for a spark.
I'm looking for it as well. And I'm looking for the Titans to cover the 2.5. Give me Tennessee. Finally, I'll make this one quick. The Ravens and Seattle. It's in Seattle. And the over-under. I'm going to touch one of these. You can't do, you know, six-pack without one over-under. Come on.
It's against
the rules. You have to. Unwritten rule. Over-under 49.5. All right? Now, Seattle hasn't played too well at home this year. Bengals beat them. They beat the Bengals by a point. I expect some points here, and my rationale is simple. The average score for Baltimore this year is 30-23. Mm-hmm. That's 53 points on the average. The average score for Seattle is 27-24. That's north of 50 as well. The over-under here is 49.5. I'll take the over. So, in summation, South Florida plus 14.5 at Navy. Give me App State. Come on, Coach Eli. Don't let me down. Minus 15 against UL Monroe. San Diego State, the Aztecs, minus 8 against San Jose State. I'll take Tiki's Giants to just bludgeon the Cardinals. Lay the 3. Titans, minus 2.5. They'll beat the Chargers straight up. And I'll take the Ravens at Seattle over 49.5.
I'll be quick. I'm going out in the Mountain West. Boise State, who's 6-0 on the season, traveling to BYU to take on the Cougars. BYU has struggled a little bit, 2-4 on the year, and Boise State has been rolling. I like them scoring 37 points a game to cover the 7. Give me Boise State minus 7 at BYU. Staying in the Mountain West, New Mexico going to Wyoming. Sean Chambers, their quarterback, is one of the really good dual-purpose quarterbacks in that conference. He's got 12 total touchdowns. More importantly, on the other side, New Mexico is a turnover machine. 11 interceptions they've already had on the season. Wyoming will take advantage of that with short fields and cover this big number, 19.5. It's at home for Wyoming. I expect them to take care of business against New Mexico, the Lobos. Minnesota at Rutgers. This is a tough one. Minnesota's undefeated. You're right. They're scoring 35, 36 points a game. Minnesota is. Rutgers is hapless right now. So I'm going to look at the over here. They're 47.5. All I need, Rutgers, give me a touchdown.
They give you no points last week.
They did, but give me a touchdown, and I think this one goes over. 47.5, I'll take the over. Minnesota at Rutgers. And if not, Minnesota, cover it yourself. Getting to the National Football League, the 49ers laying 9.5 on the road against the Washington Redskins. The Redskins, at some point, I think are going to put Dwayne Haskins into this game. It's not going to be a good result. And I think 49ers take advantage of it. One of the really good defenses in football right now. And Jimmy Garoppolo hasn't had to be great. They're going to handle this one easy. 9.5 in Washington. The Rams going to the Falcons. The Falcons are, I don't know, I mean, Matt Ryan has, like, good games. They don't score points. And so even though the Rams are on the road and they haven't been running the ball, I think this is a get-right game for them in a lot of ways. Hopefully Todd Gurley can play. I know he's a little bit questionable right now, but he's only laying 2 here. Give me the Rams minus 2 down in Atlanta. And then lastly, the Raiders at the Packers. I want to believe in the Raiders, but the Packers have been playing so good, and they're only going to get better. Laying 5.5 at home. Lambeau's one of the toughest places to play. It's going to get chilly at night in this game as well. So I like the Packers laying 5.5. Hosting the Oakland, soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders. So to recap, Boise State minus 7 at BYU. Give me Boise State. Wyoming laying 19.5, hosting New Mexico. I'll take Wyoming. Give me the over 47.5, Minnesota at Rutgers. The 49ers are going to handle business in Washington, laying 9.5. The Rams doing the same in Atlanta, laying 2. And the Packers taking care of the Raiders, the upstart-ish Raiders, 5.5 in Lambeau.
I like it. I heard some winners.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.